Hello?
Hi, Dr. Rutler, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to drop this to the board.
Okay.
All right, so we're back to section three, number two, informal interviews. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Pamela Rutler, DVM, in case number 2196. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given it in ARS 322234. We have Dr. Rutler on the phone. Would you please state your name for the record?
Melanie Rutler.
Thank you. Dr. Rutler, you received the letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you and placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you'd like to present to the board, please do so now. I guess it would be hard to do over the phone. That is hard copies, so I should skip that part. Moving on, this is the proceeding. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. We'll begin by asking the lead board member assigned this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Ms. Solomon, could you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Melanie Rutler is the responsible veterinarian for Healthy Pet, a mobile unit number PO668 with license issued in 10-16-1991. This license came up for renewal when it expired in December 31st, 2018, over 2.5 years ago. A letter was sent to Dr. Rutler at the premises mailing address, same as her home address, on 2-12-2019, informing her that the license had lapsed as of 2-1-2019, and action was needed to be taken to renew it if she was continuing to provide veterinary services from the premises. On February 7, 2017, such a lapse notice had also been sent to her. That time she renewed, so this has occurred previously, that time she renewed March 3rd, 2017, more than 1 month after the premise license had lapsed. During spring and summer of 2019, she was contacted by the executive director regarding her CE waiver, but she did not remember the conversation regarding the premises. So this focuses on the premise license lapse. The premise license had lapsed for a total of 2 years, but was approved for renewal based on advice of counsel and it's current and it expires in 12/31/22.
Dr. Rutler, at this time I'd like to swear you in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
I'm reading from a scripture. What's in the background there?
That's what I'm going to show you about. Every 10 minutes or so, that goes off for 30 seconds. And I'll lose you if I don't turn this off. Sheriff Department.
So, you need to mute it for a minute. We can't.
Okay, if I turn it off, I lose my office completely. Sorry about that. I don't know what to do about it. Okay.
All right. So, you got your sworn in. Dr. Rutler, now we'd like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Okay, first of all, I did not receive a certified letter about this. Victoria said I would. Not that that means much, I don't know or not. I knew about today's hearing because it was told to me in an email and at the last meeting.
I'm sorry, Kate, can you a little slower and a little more clearly? The court reporter is having trouble hearing you.
Okay. I'll just repeat. I said that I did not receive a certified letter about this hearing, but I knew about it due to last month when I was down there and the email that I had gotten from Victoria. The only part that I remember about this is that I had left and got on my chair at the library in Queen Creek, and I had...
Hang on. We need to try to adjust how you're speaking into the mic versus somehow or another. The court reporter can't catch what you're saying.
Okay. Is that any better?
Maybe just...
Those words were better.
Those words were better. The sound quality wasn't.
I'm going to try something else. I'm going to take it off of Bluetooth and just use speakerphone.
Can she just speak right in the phone? Yeah. I mean, if at all possible, me to just speak into the phone.
Is that any better?
That's still a lot of echo.
Okay, let me try that out. Is that any better?
A little, I guess, apparently. We're trying.
Yeah.
Try it.
Okay.
Let's try it.
All right. Okay.
So I guess proceed.
Okay. Let's see. I learned of today's hearing last month and also from the emails that Victoria had sent me, but I didn't receive anything certified in the mail. The only thing I remember about that period of time was that I had the two colored forms in my hands when I got up out of the chair at the library, and I was intending, going to the post office from the library. I had to leave the library at that particular time to get to the post office in time. So that's what I remember. So I believe that I had mailed them in. And I learned later from Victoria that she told me that it was in February, I believe, that my vet license was renewed and that they had sent me contacting me and send me something by email or fax tonight out of the form. So that was, she said the payment had come in without the form. So they gave you the form, that's what it was. If I saw this notice last, 212, I would have thought at the time that it was not relevant, or I would have thought it was, if I had seen it at that time, I would have thought that I had already taken care of it because it would have been mailed in the end of January. So if I had seen it, I probably would have disregarded it, thinking it was already taken care of. Let's see. So I guess what I'm saying is I thought I'd sent these in, and I had no reason not to believe that you didn't have them.
And I'd like to ask board members if they have any questions for Dr. Rettler.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question of Dr. Rettler. Dr. Rettler, this is Jane Solomon. Are you familiar with the difference between your veterinary license and your premise license?
Yes.
And may I ask a question of staff at this time, or is that not appropriate?
I mean, if you can wait, we
yeah. Okay. Wait until our discussion. Try to keep on track with the respondent. Okay. Any other board members have questions for Dr. Rettler? Okay, and we don't have the board as a complainant, so we're going to do that. Last chance. Hang on, so I'm coming to you next, Dr. Rettler. So, Dr. Okay. Rettler, do you have any additional remarks or questions you'd like to ask?
The other remark I would have is that I didn't know that this had lapsed, or I wasn't aware of it being lapsed until this year when we renewed on the website. And I wasn't able to do it. That's when I contacted Victoria and learned the private history of this. The other thing is that I learned that you had moved, that the board had moved at some time back then. So I don't know if possibly I mailed it to the previous address or not. Like I said, the only thing I remember back then, now from back then, was I clearly remember getting up from my chair at the library, picking up my purse and having those two in my hand, the two colored papers, different colors, and having to make it to the post office in time. Yeah, I had to get there in time. That's all I remember. And then certainly wouldn't have intended for it to have lapsed and would have made up for it as soon as I would have known. But just didn't know until I went to renew this year.
All right, are there any last chance for board members, any questions for Dr. Rettler? Seeing none, this concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the executive director for confirmation of the mailing of the certified mail notice, and for any further information that will be helpful in our deliberations.
Mr. Chairman, members of board, Ms. Solomon, I have a printout here from the United States Postal Service that the item was delivered to agent for final delivery on July 31st, 2021 at 2:11 p.m. It is signed by an authorized agent, it has a number, and it has her name printed. And I can share that with the board if you'd like to see this evidence that it was accepted by an agent on her behalf.
I'd like to respond to that if I can.
We are not in that, we're done with the testimony part of it.
And Ms. Solomon?
But I didn't know that that existed. I didn't sign for that, nor did any representative of mine sign for that. Nor did I get anything.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you may also want to ask counsel about what constitutes service of such a notice.
Thank you. Counsel, what constitutes service?
Address of record.
Pardon?
Address of record.
Address of record.
If that would be mailed, not received. If both, we have confirmation that it was mailed, we have confirmation it was accepted by the agent, sent to the address of record for her.
All right, Ms. Solomon, you're still leading the discussion?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I would propose offering a consent agreement with the following. No.
We're out of hearing, so you can just go ahead and adopt findings of facts and conclusions of law and issue the order if you think that's appropriate.
Findings of fact. We have stated, we don't have a draft CA or anything that we can go off of. Can we prepare findings of fact and move into law return?
Yes, you can certainly direct staff to, you know, but you need, in doing so, in your motion, you can reference the, perhaps the report.
The staff report.
Yes. And you should also identify any conclusions of law that may be consistent with those set forth in the report.
I may need your assistance on that.
There's an investigative division report, okay. So those would be the findings of that. If you'd like to adopt them.
Okay. Certainly. Thank you, Tracy. That will be very helpful. Okay. And this is all related to the lapse.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I would move we adopt the findings of fact as presented in the investigative division report, case 2196, as the board's finding of fact, and that's facts 1-9.
Mark, could they add to the findings of fact the information that Ms. Whitmore had just presented?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Ed.
Regarding the mailing of the notice, could they add that to the findings of fact?
Yes, and confirmation of the documentation and evidence of the certificate of mailing, certified mailing. Excuse me.
So we have a motion to adopt the findings of fact.
Yes.
Second.
And now we have a second.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's do a roll call.
Am I allowed to?
Not now.
You can hear?
Not now, it's just the board discussion right now.
Okay, roll call. Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Prater?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loki?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Ray?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And you may want to take a look at page 35, in particular 32, 22, 70, 41.
Four. To adopt conclusions of law related to section 32.2274, grounds for refusal to issue a new license or for disciplinary action procedures, that section title number 9, failure of responsible veterinarian to maintain a current premise license to provide veterinary services to the public at a fixed location.
Can I ask you just to add A and A, A before the other?
Pardon?
2274, A and A.
A?
Yeah. No, A, the letter A.
A.
It's right there in your section.
Ah, okay, gotcha. It's A9.
Sorry.
That's okay. I've got my hearing aids up to max today. Okay, so that I amend that to include A9.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion for a second. Funny conclusions of law. Any other discussion?
We're gonna order them, okay, got it. Got it, thank you.
All right. Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Prater?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Passes. And now?
Now?
Findings, fact, conclusions of law.
If you want, we can draft a proposed order consistent with your findings, facts, and conclusions of law and bring it back to you next month for you to consider and then discuss what you think is the appropriate disposition as far as the order.
Would it be appropriate, counsel, to suggest some conditions for that at this point?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I would propose that the draft order return to include a probationary period for the responsible veterinarian for 1 year, that it include a $1,500 penalty, that it include 4 hours of continuing education, 2 hours in regulation of the profession, and 2 hours in premise management, and that free that there's 30 days to sign. Or this is an order, so it's not necessarily required, so thank you for the correction. And that's it.
So if there's only one count, are we limited to 1,000?
Yeah. It's 2 years of lapse, for instance.
If it's one, if there was one lapse, because it's a two-year license. I mean, I just.
Are we limited financially?
Let's take.
1,000. Code.
Of $1,000 for each violation. One cycle, it would be $1,000.
Okay, I'm correct to have a $1,000 penalty.
So do we need a motion to have staff draft that and pin it to come back to the meeting?
Yes, so moved.
You can certainly do that.
That's what we typically do, yes.
So we have a motion.
I'll second that.
And we have a second.
Thank you.
And it's a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Prater?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Motion passes. The board has found, has voted to find a violation. At next month's meeting, the board will adopt the order, disciplinary action. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you for participating today.